There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stacks, you and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Varell Coast to Coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out of bands, eat a burger, eat a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, not a bad tape, bad lot, bad do, bad breath, bad attitude, bad bunch. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palace, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves. And she's here, believe me, you out on the back deck with a little grateful breath hybrid in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fucking shake it up, you do. But all my friends that come around, thought to flat a party of rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, tats and tatter, my brains splattered all over Manhattan, you do be shake it. Ooh, oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught some from Keith, you do that. Yeah, yeah. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy, Carver. Hi, this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN in Kansas City. Mo, can we get a birthday roll call on a misery Monday? Austin Rivers, 30. Mad Bum, 33. Going on 53 with that arm of his. Mike Wallace, 36. Adam Jones, 37. Brandon Kinsler, 38. Edgerrin James, 44. Legend. Stacey Ogman, I loved his game, 54. Marion Butts, 56, Dave Anderson, 62, Kiki Vandeweghe, 64, Greg Gross of the Phillies, 70, Milt May, former Bucko catcher, 72. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Well, we're going to have our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan, on the show this hour from Los Angeles, breaking down the Deshaun Watson six-game suspension that has been handed down from Sue Robinson. It is what it is. I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the show. We'll get into all of that. Plus, you got the lion's share. Carver High's got the prop boat getting ready to go into the lagoon to troll around the waters and hit a bunch of strikeout, home run, and game props for you. Plus, Jason Scott, the VP of trading at BetMGM, will join us as well this first hour. Talk about everything going on in the hizzy. Plus, we break down everything. The games Watson will miss. The NFL has 3 days to appeal. We'll get into that. Deebo Samuel and the Niners agree to an extension, 3 years, $73 million. But I thought he wanted to be traded. I thought he was finished with the Niners, doesn't want to run the ball. Everybody signs when they get the fat bag. All of that other stuff is nonsense and game playing. He was never leaving the Niners, ever. We knew that. We told you that. He wasn't getting traded. The bottom line is he took the money like everybody else does. DK Metcalf, $72 million extension from Seattle. We got him. Very emotional. He got very emotional talking about playing in Seattle and Pacific Northwest. And he loves the people. I love everyone. Jamal Adams going to miss some time with a broken finger. I think he's back at camp already. Mason Rudolph has a great shot, they're saying now, at the Steelers' starting gig. Mitchell Trubisky's running the number one offense. Stop tripping. That's what's going to happen. We'll hear from Trubisky, Minka Fitzpatrick, on the NFL list with a wrist injury. He can't practice. Maurice Hurst of the Niners suffers a torn bicep. Orlando Brown showed up at the Chiefs' camp. He's going to play under the franchise. Cowboys, how about that? $7.6 billion is what they're worth, the top in the NFL by far. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to you wanna, do you wanna? Brady and Russell Wilson headline the top 50 player merchandise sales heading into the preseason. Pats signed their punter, Jake Bailey. Not bad to be a punter. 4 years, $13.5 million to kick a football. NFL streaming service, NFL Plus, launches at $4.99 a month. That's $5 where I come from. The trade deadline is tomorrow at 6 Eastern. The Brewers trade Josh Hader to the Padres for a bunch of guys you've never heard of. Royals beat the Yankees to take the last game of the four-game set. The Yankees won the other three. Salvi Perez had something to do with it. We'll tell you what that is. Judge hits bombs all weekend long. He now has 42 entering August. He widens the gap in the MVP odds. We'll look at that. The Yankees trying to get Frankie Montas. They got a reliever from the Cubs today. We'll get into Aaron Boone, not worried about what the Yanks do at the deadline. We'll hear from Booney. Teams like the Brewers, Padres, Rays, all in on Joey Gallo. I think he's the worst baseball player I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he is the absolute worst baseball player I've ever seen in my life. I don't feel sorry for him at all. What is with all these people feeling sorry for Joey Gallo with his 100 hitting ass? Strikes out more than God. Blue Jays beat the Tigers. They took 3 of 4 there. Matt Chapman has been on fire. We got all of the baseball. Plus, today in Carver High history, got tons of great stuff going on there. Red Sox beat the Brewers 7-2. Too bad they're in last place. It doesn't matter who they beat. They're expected to deal J.D. Martinez. Phillies swept 4 from the Buccos. Schwarber bombs left and right. The guy's hitting bombs out. The Reds beat the O's 3-2. Brandon Drury with a big home run. We got everything. DeGrom will return tomorrow night against the Nats in D.C. for the Mets. And how about the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, trying to get a casino license, going to put a casino next to the ballpark. Carver High suddenly interested in going to Mets games and not to watch baseball, to go to the casino next door. We got it all for you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, you got to get that BetMGM app. You bet $10 on any MLB game and win $200 if either team hits a home run. Use the bonus code MLBHR2022. That's MLB Home Run 2022. Bet $10, get $200 if either team hits a home run. You'll love the BetMGM app. Adam Calvert is our NFL insider. He's in Los Angeles. And he's covering the NFL training camps, hitting up the Chargers. He's going up the coast to see the Niners. But there's big news in the NFL today, as everyone may or may not have heard. Deshaun Watson, a 6-game suspension handed down by Sue Robinson. Mr. Kaplan, tell us the details.
All right, so the 6-game suspension, Pharrell, is the baseline for a violation of the personal conduct policy under Article 46. So she has found that there's a violation. Now, some people want to know, well, why not a year like the NFL wanted? Yes, they did want a year. She's not released her opinion yet to the public. The NFL is not. But it's generally believed that historical precedent has been brought into this, where they've handed down suspensions for 6 games in the past, but not done a full year. And that's what some people around the league believe, that that's what she thought. Now, moving this forward here, we've got 3 days here for the NFL to decide whether they're going to appeal her ruling. We remember back at the hearing in June, for help, the league wanted a year. So theoretically, it would be reasonable to think that they will appeal this. And as we've talked about, and this is the amazing thing, the appeals officer is none other than Roger Goodell, the commissioner. We could give it to somebody else, his quote, designee. The fact of the matter is they didn't get what they wanted. We'll see if they challenge it. And but the big surprise here, is Sunday night, the NFLPA essentially said they would not challenge her ruling, whatever it would be. I know some people are speculating that maybe they knew. There's no way they knew. She didn't leak anything. But they do believe, though, that they presented a very strong case about historical precedent. And I'm very anxious to read her opinion, as they call it in legalese, about what she thought based on all the information she's been given. But in the appeals process, by the way, you can only use the information that Robinson was given. You cannot take in any new information. You got to stick to the facts as they were given to her in the hearing.
So there were, you know, reports today at some level or another where I heard that she described his behavior as egregious. And, you know, I guess my question to you is, this is a win for him, in my opinion. Oh, like this guy, this guy has got such, I mean, the most unbelievable luck. This guy has 23 of 24 women have dropped all of the charges. All the civil suits have been dropped but one. And I mean, if 23 of them have gone down the drain, then you know the other one is going to drop too. And then to top it off, the icing on the cake is all he gets is six games off and gets to play in 11 games this year. I mean, he's probably partying right now and popping Veuve Clicquot bottles. This has got to be a celebratory decision for him.
There's no doubt, because think about it. He didn't play last year, though he got paid his salary, which was much more significant than this year's salary. Because remember, the salary of this year is just over $1 million. It's the signing bonus that nobody could go after of well over $40 million and the rest of his guaranteed money. So he's going to lose $345,000. That's it for the six-game suspension. And he'll be back for the final 11. And here's the thing. You and I were talking about this last week. If you got suspended for the whole season, forget about the playoffs. If you're the Browns over those first 6 weeks, if you could tread water of those first six games and go 3-3, based on now Watson, now I understand he didn't play last season. He was healthy, and he is healthy. And he's been able to practice in training camp. That's not been an issue. They're going to be a good team with him as a quarterback. There's no question about it. In fact, he played great in 2020. The team around him was terrible, but he actually played pretty well. So you're right. You're absolutely right. It is an absolute win for this player. The league, this is not what they were expecting or they wanted. And we will see if they're going to appeal it. It certainly would be surprising if they didn't appeal it. But the fact of the matter is the Browns now, they have an answer. They know this, but here's the problem, though, to move this forward here. If the NFL appeals it, the suspension could be much longer than six games. Don't forget about that. And that could be come down the pike. We'll find out in 3 days.
So, you know, in Portuguese, what you've described to me is that now Roger Goodell would be the final word on this decision. If he doesn't like the six-gamer, he can actually turn it into a full season under his own guise and power.
They have to stick to all the information, but yes, he can do that. He could raise the number of games as the appeals officer. And don't forget, the NFL and NFLPA agreed to this new revision to the personal conduct policy in 2020. Or yeah, he's not the, as they say, the judge, jury, and executioner in the beginning, but he can be in the end, and or he could hand it off to someone who obviously would have a bias towards the NFL. So we're not done with this yet, but the initial finding, and I agree with you, only six games is a major win for the player and obviously for the club, the Cleveland
Browns. Let me ask you, though, how in God's name does that make any sense whatsoever to have an arbiter, basically is what she is, she's a powerful judge arbiter in this case. And they hired her to do this. And then at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter if she did it because Roger Goodell can still swing his stick any way he wants. How in God's name does that make any sense at all? What they should have done is just let her make the decision and that's the end of it. The fact that he can change her decision, it may be the most ridiculous thing I think I've heard of in sports in the last 10 years.
And when the agreement came out in 2020, that was a surprising thing. It's like they think they're getting a win, the NFLPA, by taking the initial discipline, taking it out of Goodell's hands. But that's only half of it. The other half is his ability or the NFL's ability to appeal, and he'd be the appeals officer or his designee. No, I agree with you. I thought when the NFLPA did it, it was surprising. Now, I remember now, the language that they used was very strong on Sunday evening when they released their statement, basically saying that the NFL should accept whatever Judge Robinson, the former federal judge's decision is. We're going to find out within 3 days. By the way, the deadline would be Thursday. It would certainly be surprising based on what the NFL wanted in the hearing, what they would do. The whole thing to me, Pharrell, has been, it got delayed a little bit. It was a little bit longer than some people wanted, but I told you when you asked me, it should be done by the end of July, and it basically was. They found out early on August 1st. But this is one big story that it got some resolution, but we don't have finality of it because of the potential appeal. You're correct.
Tell me about the Deebo Samuel deal.
Yeah, this is great. This is great because, and I'll be there on Wednesday, but all the turmoil with him, let's not forget back in March when he asked to be traded. You have that situation. Jimmy Garoppolo, surprise surgery. He needed it, the surprise right shoulder surgery. He needed it. There's no question about it. And we'll get to that in a second. He's still on the roster, believe it or not. But this is one big headache for them. And I got to give the Niners credit. They didn't speak up. They didn't speak out. They didn't have any issue with him publicly. They discussed it privately with his agent, Torrey Dandy, and they got this deal done. It's a 3-year extension. It's not 4 like A.J. Brown or 5. Deebo got what he wanted. He got an extension just under $24 million a year. Now, it's not the Tyreek Hill deal. No one was doing that deal, the $30 million a year. That was an outlier. That was a special circumstances trade with the Dolphins. It had to get done rather quickly where these two sides had time. But if you're Deebo Samuel, you get to get another deal but before you turn 30. And the Niners look at it and say, we didn't have to give him the major deal like Tyreek Hill. So again, it's a win-win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The stakes. Hunt or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, let's bring him in. Carver High, fresh off his birthday last week. I haven't seen him. Hope you had a great birthday. And I know you saw the picture I took of the additional Mercury outboards that we put on the back of the Propo, because we only had 2 before. Now we have 5 engines straight in the water.
I did see that, and it just so happens that later on Coast to Coast, we are going to effort getting that entire shot of the prop boat. We're going to show everybody how we have souped it up and got it ready to go here to down the stretch run. August 1st comes. We can let everybody see the prop boat now. So that will be later on Coast to Coast. We have not forgotten that. And I hope your birthday was good as well, Scotty. We missed you on Friday. Hope the week off was great. Good to have you back. Now let's cash some tickets. We did all right last week with the K props. We were pretty good with the strikeouts. I did get 2 homers on Friday night, so we ended the week in a good way on the Lion's Share. Let's do it. We will start with Max Scherzer tonight for the Mets on the Hill in D.C. against the Nationals, Scotty. This number is now 6.5. It actually was 7.5 earlier in the day. He has gone over this number in 4 of his last 5 starts. Only had 6 last time out against the Yankees. But, Scotty, he's facing the Nationals tonight. Let's go over.
Yeah, I'm over. The Nationals are over. Their season's over. They are awful. And I'm looking at 10 to 12 strikeouts tonight for this guy against these bums. I mean, they are hacks. That's all there is to it. They're going to get dealt a double dose. They're going to get it tonight on the left side and on the right side. You know, right off the cheek, you're going to get punched both ways because DeGrom's coming back tomorrow night for the Mets against the Nats in D.C. So they're going to be ugly both nights with chin music from the 2 best pitchers on the Mets.
Yeah, I like 7.5. I'll still like it at 6.5. That's for sure. John Gray, Scotty, of the Rangers, believe it or not, been very good over the last month. His number is 6.5 tonight against the Orioles down in Arlington. He has gone over this number in 5 of his last 6 starts. In fact, Scotty, a lot of double-digit strikeout numbers mixed in there in those 5 of the last 6 starts. Give me the over for Gray tonight at 6.5 minus 135.
Yeah, I like the over as well. This is a big game for them because, you know, the Orioles are a team that's trying to get a wild card berth and that has played great baseball, particularly in the entire month of July. So that's a team coming in there that they want to show up and beat. So I think Gray's going to have a big game tonight. I'm with you. I'll take the over.
Next, we will go to Houston Astros and the Red Sox tonight at Minute Maid. Luis Garcia is going for the Stros, Scotty. Now, earlier this morning, this was 5.5. It's gone up to 6.5, plus 120 to the over, minus 165 to the under. He's gone over the 6.5 in 3 of his last 4 starts. He has faced the Red Sox once this year, though. In May at Fenway, he got knocked around, only had 4 strikeouts. Now that it's gone to 6.5, I like the under, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm with you there as well. I don't buy that he's going to have that many strikeouts. He didn't have that many against them when he got lit up at Fenway. I think the Astros win the game. I think the Red Sox are, you know, fair to Midland at best. I don't really fear their lineup at all. But I think this guy will stay under tonight. They're going to win it other ways. It's not going to be because of him.
And finally, for the K-props tonight, we will go to Logan Webb of the Giants. Only 4.5 for Webb, Scotty. Minus 115 to the over, minus 125 to the under. Of course, facing the Dodgers. He's over this number in 7 of his last 9 starts. Faced the Dodgers last weekend. Only had 2 strikeouts. Did pitch very well against them. Has good history. I'm going over for Logan tonight, 4.5.
Yeah, I'll stay under with that one. I still think the Dodgers are on a different plane than the Giants this season. I don't deny that they play better at Oracle, but I don't think that's much of a factor when I'm looking at that Los Angeles lineup. And in my view, they just don't strike out a lot.
Next, we will go to the Taters. It is Tater time on the lion's share, Scotty. And look, you're back today. You were out all last week. We need to start with, I'm not going to say a sure thing, but we got to start with the hottest guy going right now, right? All rise. Here comes the judge, Scotty. He has 9 homers since the All-Star break. He's got 42 for the season. He has 6 home runs in his last 7 games. And, of course, they have what you would call as good as he's been, a soft-tossing lefty. And Marco Gonzalez starting for the Mariners tonight. It's a low number, plus 195, but let's stay hot with Judge.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay any money. They only like to rake. They don't like to give it out. This isn't the soup kitchen. The bottom line is, what I saw this guy do over the last several days is just flat out insanity. I mean, this guy's raking 2 home runs a game. He broke the all-time Yankee record for multi-homer games in a season. He's already done that. He's already tied Babe Ruth in the 200 department. He's already, well on his way. The pace is 67 at this point, which would pass Maris. I mean, he's just flat out unbelievable. I swear to God, every single time he comes to the plate, you think he's going to hit a home run. I mean, the guy doesn't do anything else anymore. He just hits bombs out of the ballpark. I think everyone now, it's almost like the Maguire Sosa summer where we live to see his at bats because they're all home runs. And I'm with you. He's hitting one out every night. Forget about tonight. How about every night? How about every night this week? How about I bet on him every night, like the entire 7 days? I'm gonna bet on him to hit a home run.
And look, you bring up something. We're gonna have this discussion probably a lot over the next 2 months if he keeps hitting all these home runs. If he gets into that 62, 63, 64 area, will he be considered? Will they look at him higher than the Bonds, Maguire, Sosa home run counts from the early 2000s and the late 90s because his is clean, as they say? That will be a lot of discussion over the next 2 months.
Well, because everyone knows that all of those guys cheated. They all cheated to break records. Watching Barry Bonds waving to the fans this weekend in San Francisco, I'm glad someone likes him because nobody likes him anywhere else. And I know there's certainly no media people that like him. He and his father are the 2 biggest asshats in the history of Major League Baseball. And I mean, and I'm saying that with the fact that I've told you he's the best baseball player I ever saw. He's the best baseball player I ever saw. When he was young and clean and 40-40, That was the most exciting baseball player I ever saw. He had the fastest hands I ever saw turn on a fastball, and I don't care what he was on. I really don't care what he was on. But I'll say this, the real world, the baseball world, will bring it all right out of the closet. They all cheated, every one of them. They got nothing on Aaron Judge.
They do not. Let's fly through the rest of these here. Jose Abreu for the White Sox had a homer against the A's yesterday. Facing Kansas City tonight, he hits Keller very well. Plus 360, Scotty, for Abreu tonight. White Sox 1-2 out of 3 this weekend. They need to get cooking.
Yeah, and now's the time. You see what the Yankees did to the Royals? They should have won all four games after that Rizzo home run. Holmes is starting to get tired. That's what that is. His stuff has been all over the place lately. So the Royals just serve up dinner. I'm going to take Abreu as well.
Jose Ramirez for the Guardians tonight with the Diamondbacks in town into Cleveland. Two home runs in his last four games. Good price tonight. Plus 310 for Jose. I'm going there.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too because the D-backs on the road, this is just a game I'm not paying to see. But I'll bet when we see the box score, he's got a home run.
Now, I'm going Freddie Freeman for the last one. Look at the price for Freddie tonight, Scotty. San Francisco, a lot of the Dodger guys are up. The game's in San Fran. Logan Webb doesn't give up a lot of homers. I get it. Freeman had a bunch against the Dodgers, too, a few weeks ago. I'm going with him. It was more price for me. You usually see him in the high 300s, Scotty.
So you think he's going to hit one out tonight at that price. Now, I'm just going to go against that price. I pray to God you hit it because I'll ride your coattails any day of the week with your prop genius. But I'm saying no because when I see plus 625, it reminds me of Joel Embiid. Big numbers, big plus numbers. And we all know what happened with that. We all know what happened with
Dodgers.
That. I bet Jason Scott's laughing right now at the MGM headquarters. He's laughing too. He loves putting up those big fat numbers that I never hit and no one else does either. So no way are they giving out 6.25 on that tonight.
We will see. A lot of Dodgers are at a higher price than normal being in San Francisco. All right, game props. Let's go. Mets win tonight in D.C. and over 7.5 for the game, plus 125.
Boom, baby.
Orioles and the Rangers to both score 4 or more runs tonight. Yes, Gray will get his strikeouts. I think the Orioles will score a little. Plus 240 for this one.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. If he has a big game with strikeouts, the Orioles aren't going to score 4.
And finally, Scotty, the late night game out in San Diego between the Rockies and the Padres, Clevinger and Santazella. Under 4 in the first 5 innings, minus 105. That's the underplay for me tonight.
Yeah, I'll go with you there. But all I'm waiting to see is if, I couldn't even believe they got Hader.
Hader trade today. Like, yeah.
I don't understand that at all. We'll talk about it more later. How do you get rid of that guy when you're in the playoffs and you're going to the postseason and you get rid of your closer that nobody can hit? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, always fun to have Jason Scott, the VP of Trading at BetMGM and MGM in Vegas with us on C2C. First of all, Jace, I got to ask you about, I was certainly very worried when I saw all my friends in Las Vegas. As you know, I lived there twice and I got a lot of friends there. Those storms the other night, what I saw just blew my mind. I remember living there through some bad monsoons over the years. But I don't think I've ever seen it that bad where, like, you know, downtown got, like, destroyed. The stadium swim board got destroyed at Circa. They had water cascading into the sports book. What in God's name was that over the weekend with that flooding in Sin City?
Yeah, it was different, wasn't it? Look, firstly, great to have you back, Scotty. I was worried about your job security. Carbohydrate did such a good job last week. I didn't know if you'd slip straight back in off the bench.
Backstabber.
I was actually out of town this weekend, but I saw a lot of the video coming in, and that water zooming through the book at Circa, through the board. I mean, what even amazed me more is that they didn't turn it off. Like, I can't work out how you have all that electricity and water coming through it and not being dangerous. But I spoke to Matt Metcalf, who runs the trading room there. They're up and fixed, and they're ready to go by today. So it's a good job by the technicians.
I mean, that is just insane. Amount of water in a few hours. My buddy lives in Summerlin, and he told me literally that he could have boogie boarded down his street, that the waves were so big out his front door on his street. He said he could have gotten on a boogie board and rode all the way down to the Gold Coast and gone to Dupar's and had pancakes.
I mean, it's good to get waves in the flattest city in the world, so it would have been a sight.
I mean, to tell you, it is just crazy. All right, we finally found out about Deshaun Watson, a six-gamer. What's their win total going to be now?
I think it'll be 9.5. And look, I kind of like overs. If you have a look at their fixtures, I think they can survive the first six games. It's a division that's going to be spread between, you know, none of the teams are going to be bad. I'm not sure the Bengals will be as good as they were last year. I think the Steelers improved without Ben, and I think the Ravens were probably the most hit by team by injury last year. In saying that, I still think I can see a way for them to win 10 or 11 games.
Wow,
they've shortened up in the division. They shortened up in the division. They went from plus 300 to plus 225 on the back of the suspension being shorter than we'd factored in.
Wow. So, they got better for the Super Bowl to win the AFC and to win the North. Is that because the suspension ended up being lesser than expected?
Yeah. So, look, we had three prices written in. The price that we'd been betting was assuming that he got a 12-week suspension. Then we wrote in, then we worked out what the prices would be if he got eight games or if he got the full season. We were ready to go with that. When he got six games and Calvin Ridley kicked the cat and threw the remote and whatever other tantrum he must have done looking at the injustice of his suspension, but that's a different argument. We sort of reassessed again and brought it down a little bit. So, yeah, I think everybody had baked into the pricing that he wouldn't be there for 12 games.
Do you think that Roger Goodell will change the suspension or leave it where it is?
No, and I agree with exactly what you said to me off air before. You can't employ an expert in the field like he has and then completely make her statements public and then completely disregard it. It makes no sense. It would be an injustice to her. I think he's going to go stay with the six, and I think he's got no choice.
Yeah, I'm with you. You and I are on the same wavelength there. Fair enough. Let's talk about Aaron Judge. What he's doing is absolutely phenomenal. It's outrageous. He started to pull away in the MVP odds. How much are the New York fans pounding that now?
Yeah, so it sort of got close to picking with him and Otani last week when Carver High and I were speaking, and Carver was astute enough at the time to say we should be on Judge, that you couldn't possibly back Otani on a team that could end up 25 games under 500. So he's now into minus 400. Look, the 12 home runs since the All-Star game break game has been a big part of that. We saw a lot of money at the minus 110, minus 150. Now we're at minus 400. It's only the guys who are taking the chalk. I'm happy to take every set at minus 400. You mentioned Joel Embiid in the last segment. We saw what happened to him because people only remember the back end of the season. If he goes cold for the last 60 games, something else happens. I'm happy to take the money off him in the shorts, but the Yankees fans have been in.
Now, what about the gap widening with the Yankees and everyone else in the American League to win the pennant?
Yeah, again, this is the one we are seeing a lot of money. Both the Yankees fans, before the Subway saw the abbreviated Subway Series last week, we've seen one-way traffic for them both to win the pennant and to a lesser degree, the division seems to be in every parlay and into parlays, into football games, into football season bets. So it looks like we're going to cop a pounding there.
Yeah. So what? It's all those giant Jet fans doing parlays, thinking that both of their teams are going to win another Super Bowl. The Jets have done so well with that since 1969. And the Giants, the only thing they got going for them is that they went back to their old uniforms.
Yeah, look, if the Giants make the playoffs, I'm going to have to go back to Hawaii and get in the fetal position again, Scotty.
my man, are the other teams starting to catch up to the Dodgers and the odds to win the National League, or are they just going to be huge favorites till the end?
I think a lot of people are waiting to see what happens in the next 24 hours. Because, I mean, I even saw something that had Soto linked to the Dodgers yesterday. I mean, I assume it was media hype and it couldn't possibly be done. But there's a lot of suspicion and expectation that they might do something, pick up someone else. So right now there's a little bit of a hiatus, but I think once we get through tomorrow, come Wednesday, we'll see a lot of interest.
So what was your thoughts when you saw the Padres get Josh Hader?
They've shortened up, but I'm not sure they're good enough. I don't think they've got enough runs in them. They haven't got the consistency. I think it's probably a good decision long term. I can't see them winning a World Series this year or even winning more than one round of the playoffs.
What did it do to Milwaukee getting rid of that guy? They're a playoff team. Why would you do that?
Look, I'm the Australian guy that's only been in the country 4 or 5 years. I don't understand why a team in playoff contention would do that. So I was hoping the expert like you could explain that to me, because it fiddles with my head.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely almost fell over. Like, you have one of the best closers in the game and no one can hit him, and you're going to the postseason and you get rid of him and you give him to another team that's going to be in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. Now, how do you guys handle the changing odds with the trade deadline? Do you get new ones ready as reported deals get close, or do you adjust right away before the fans jump on the old ones, or do you come out with them once the trades are confirmed? Because tomorrow is going to be very hectic.
Like a lot of the bettors, my traders are just stuck to social media. We've got rough idea what we're going to do, but if we try to price up every rumor and innuendo, we'd have a list as long as your arm. You know, we'd be doing it forever. We just try and move quickly. Like the Watson situation this morning was a bit different. We'd had a lot of time to prepare. We've got our own theories that I'll keep to myself if Soto goes to St. Louis and the places where he's been. But we have seen in the last few years a few surprises at this time of year. So we'll just react with the punches and get the prices up as quickly as we can so our customers can bet.
So Carver High thinks, he just said to me that Scoop Mish was on the show last week saying he thinks that the Dodgers are going to end up with Soto. A lot of people think that Preller has to get him in San Diego if he wants to have a good meal, digest properly in his stomach. And then there's people like me that think that the St. Louis Cardinals will end up getting him. People always say the Yankees get everybody, and I think it's the exact opposite. I think the Cardinals always get everybody.
Look, I hope he doesn't go to the Dodgers. I mean, I know it'd be one hell of a hitting lineup for people to watch, but that'd be very hard to beat, won't they? And we've got a reasonable liability with them. I'd like to see him go to the Padres or the Cardinals out of those three teams.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable. All right, how did the UFC 277 go for you? Because I got to tell you, that lioness, she's one bad mother. I got to tell you, that girl, not only, I mean, was she violent? I mean, she absolutely tore that girl up, Pena. And then afterwards, in honor of Carver High, chugging beers, going out of the cage, pouring beers all over herself. That's how Carver High behaved last week on his birthday on Thursday in his driveway. He just started pouring beers all over his head. The kids were laughing. The neighbors were giving him the finger, the whole deal.
Yeah, look, that fight wasn't stellar for us. We did take a loss there, but the card as a whole was really good for us. The parlay money, It's very hard to find five or six leg winners there that people are regularly trying in the UFC. So I don't want to brag, but BetMGM made a little bit of money.
That's a beautiful thing. Tony Finau has been on fire 2 weeks in a row. He's winning all these golf tournaments that nobody cares about.
Yeah, well, no one will be calling him Phony Tony any longer, were they? I think I read something that took him between his first win on the PGA Tour and his second was over 1,500 days, and between his third and his fourth was 7 days. Look, one thing about Tony, every time I've seen him interviewed, he always seems a happy, affable guy. You never hear a bad word about him, so I think it couldn't happen to a better guy.
Yeah, I bet on him with Terrell Hatton to win the Open Championship, and I got nothing but stuff for the garbage. And then 2 weeks later, the guy wins every golf tournament that he enters. I'm just Carver Howe's laughing at me, spraying beers on my car. He does all that stuff to me. I mean, this guy wins right after I bet on him. I mean, it's enough to drive me nuts. So now that Debo has cut his deal, have the Niners odds changed? Because everybody thought he was getting traded. I never thought he was going anywhere. He just wanted money.
Yeah, look, when we first put the prices up for the after the first week after the Super Bowl this year, all the sharps, the money came for the 49ers. They were about $25, 25-1 into 16-1. They've sort of stayed around that. When there was a lot of rumors about Debo leaving maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, there was concern. Obviously, once he didn't get traded, a deal was always going to get done. It'd be interesting to see what sort of role he plays because from what I read, he wasn't happy with the quasi running back role and was worried he was going to get injured. But now that he's got paid, he might be prepared to stay in that role because, my word, he's lethal when he can run and catch.
Listen, that guy after catch is, I think, the biggest monster in the NFL when he gets his hands on the ball. He didn't want to run the ball because running backs don't make any money. When you're a receiver in the league, now you're filthy rich, and he just got filthy rich, and now he's happy. I think the Niners, we'll see if Trey Lance can get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, are you going to show the fans finally what we've been talking about all this time for just eons?
Yes.
We've been talking about the prop boat. We had the twin Mercury outboards going previously.
We did have the twin Mercury outboards going previously, but it was time for an upgrade. Because you've been doing so well with the props on the lion's share, we decided to go from two to the quad engine prop boat. Quad engine prop boat. Here it is. This is why Scott was away last week. He was putting this together. The quad engine prop boat in the water just before football season. It's unbelievable what we have here on Coast to Coast. I mean, look at this. Does it come with the fridge and everything else in that boat too? Do we get all that with it?
Yeah, listen. I mean, this was a slight version of it, the video, because it's just fantastic. But what wasn't included because of rights was the 50 hotties that I have on the prop boat at all times in bikinis.
We were not able to get all of them to sign the waivers in order to be on, so we had to take that part of the video out. You're absolutely right. But there it is, the quad engine prop boat. Now ready to go. We will come back, Scotty, at the top of the hour. We will get into the NFL. We'll talk more about Watson. We've got people getting the Honda all over the NFL today. Kyler Murray, Pete Carroll. Everybody's getting the Honda today. Carroll done. Kyler Murray out for 5 days. So a lot more to do when we come back. And, of course, we'll dive into the Watson stuff as well.
Well, now Kyler Murray, while he's sick, he can watch all those, videos and everything, all the film. He can study the film. They took that out of his contract, but now he can finally do his homework.
I know you didn't get to get a crack at that last week when you weren't here. Them putting the 4 hours of film study in Kyler Murray's contract, then getting it taken out by the end of the week. That was something else.
The prop boat is fantastic, though. I mean, this boat absolutely hauls ass.